ادعوني استجب لكم.
Supplicate to me, I will accept it.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program called Dua. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today our topic is unique and beautiful. We'll talk about the certain words which we should use before making dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And be with us from start till end. This topic, which is etiquettes of dua and specific words which we should use in our du'as, which inshallah may become means for the acceptance of our supplication, our prayers, our du'as. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let me mention in this program we have got various segments. In this program we also learn masnoon dua, inshallah, which dua you're going to learn today, which have been mentioned in Quran or Hadith, inshallah, you'll find out in this program too later. And we've got another segment in this program, which is today's message, a special message, a package we've got, inshallah, we'll play today. Further respective views of Madani Channel, one segment we have got, which will, inshallah, talk about personality of today, meaning we'll talk about a blessed personality in the history of Islam. We'll talk about their short introduction, their biography, and the lessons we can learn from such blessed personalities. And who will be today's blessed personality? That is none other than Mu'adhdhin Rasul Sayyiduna Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala an, inshaAllah. So beautiful topics we have got, beautiful segments we have got. All we want you to be with us from start to end. Remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too. And respectful viewers, good intentions are also important. I always remind that because my Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Da'wat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, gives us a mindset we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah azza wa jal. You can also make this intention, you will be with us from start to end, you will remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too. Ask your family members to come sit in front of TV screen, watch this program, inshaAllah azza wa jal. And the number of intentions you add, the more reward you will attain. Alhamdulillah, our brother Waseem Abbas, Mubaligh of Dawat Islami, is with us. Before going towards him, let's include first segment, and that is dua. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ud'uni astajib lakum.
Supplicate to me, I will accept it. Respecting views of Madani Channel, dua. Alhamdulillah, in past few episodes, we have been discussing manners, etiquettes of dua. We'll continue that topic, but in a different way. Let's find out how will we do that. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Waseem Abbas, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal.
MashaAllah.
Aslami, how are you?
I'm good too. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen ala kulli hal. Waseem, in past few episodes, we have covered a few etiquettes, manners to make dua, to supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, which adab, in specific, which etiquette you're going to share with viewers of Madani Channel, and what are those beautiful words we should use before making dua, and inshallah, which may help to for the acceptance of our supplication.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Definitely, Rizwan Bey, continuing from where we left last time, we covered certain etiquettes for making dua. Today, the first etiquette that we'll be talking about is taking certain blessed names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those names that are beloved to him, prior to making of a dua.
Subhanallah.
Now, there are certain names that are very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ulama have mentioned that to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through those names before supplicating in his court is also a means of acceptance for the dua. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed one angel upon his blessed name, Arhamar Rahimeen. Upon this blessed name, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed one angel. So whoever utters this three times, Arhamur Rahimeen, this blessed name of Allah Almighty, whoever utters it three times, then that angel proclaims that ask the mercy of Arhamur Rahimeen is attentive towards you, is drawn towards you. So this is what is mentioned in the hadith. So what we should do is that we should try to utter these sentences, Arhamur Rahimeen, three times before we make the dua. And furthermore, it is also stated that reciting Ya Rabbana, five times before making the dua is also very effective for the acceptance of dua.
Right.
So if we develop this habit of reciting Arhamur Rahimeen three times and Ya Rabbana five times before making the dua, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, our dua will be more closer to being accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran regarding those who recite these words five times. After that, Allah Almighty states, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ, meaning their duas, Allah Almighty accepted it.
SubhanAllah.
So those who made dua after reciting these kalimat, these sentences, these words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted their dua. And Imam Ja'far Sadiq radiallahu anhu, he states that the person who says Ya Rabbana five times at the time of humility, at the time of humbleness, at the time of ijz, when he's in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, supplicating in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the thing from which he's fearful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant peace to him from that very thing, and whatever he wants, Allah Almighty will grant him.
SubhanAllah.
So, at the time of humility, this is also one of the etiquettes that we covered in our previous episodes, that we should have humbleness and humility in our nature when we are supplicating in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whilst having humility, then a person should recite Ya Rabbana five times. Then what will happen? The thing from which a person is fearful, Allah Almighty will grant peace to that person from that very thing, and whatever he asks for, that very thing will be granted to that very person.
MashaAllah. Masimah Basma, I think it would be a good idea to understand the essence of these words, beauty of these words, the meaning, right? When we are saying, uttering these words, we should know what we are saying, right? When we say, Ya Rabbana, we are saying, oh my Lord Azza wa Jal, oh my Nourisher. We are conversating with our Lord Azza wa Jal, with our Rabb Azza wa Jal. Right? SubhanAllah. So when we ask dua, when we admit that you are our Lord, you are our Rabb Azza wa Jal, you are the Creator, right? And I am your bondsman. So at that moment, this itself, you see, the start is from ijz. The start is from humbleness, subhanAllah. And when you make dua, as mentioned in ahadith, subhanAllah, and aqwal of our pious predecessors, we heard about the blessings, benefits of making dua in such manner. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mercy, is drawn towards us, what else we need? And definitely if mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawn towards us, that means dua will be, insha'Allah azza wa jal, accepted. Respected viewers, today I repeat, because this is something we need to learn. These programs are for the reason that we learn something. If you can write it down and you make your habit, if you have ever heard Wasim Abbas by dua of Amir of Ahlul Sunnah,
subhanallah,
right? He, subhanallah, because he is person of knowledge,
indeed,
and he has read these books, alhamdulillah, and instead he has taught us everything, right? What we are talking about right now. Alhamdulillah, in his du'as, you would see he uses these phrases. As soon as he starts supplicating in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those they have not observed, and I would recommend you listen the du'a of Amir of Ahl-Sunnah and Muballighin of Dawat-i-Islami also. On Madani channel, you would see those, they use these phrases, these sentences, especially they have been mentioned in books of Ahadith. Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana. So this is the practice you need to adopt, because they learned and they implemented. So those they are watching right now, I think they should also learn these phrases, these words, and they should know the manners of making dua. And whenever you make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, start with these blessed names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. And also, a beautiful point you mentioned, Rizwanvi, regarding understanding the meanings of what we are actually saying in the court of Allah Almighty. When we are remembering Him with His attributes, what does it actually mean? Because one of the etiquettes and very important etiquettes of dua is to humble yourself, is to have humility in your nature, which is very difficult to attain if you don't understand what we actually are asking for. So understanding the meanings of the names that we are calling Allah Almighty with would help us a great deal in order to develop humility in our nature whilst we are making dua, which is a very important etiquette and a means for the acceptance of dua.
MashaAllah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, now it's a time to include one segment in our program. Alhamdulillah, we have got various segments in our program and we try to learn and teach. So today we will be learning one specific dua, inshallah azza wa jal. And that dua, what is that? Let's find out in our segment, Masnoon Dua. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
ادعوني أستجب لكم.
Supplicate to me, I will accept it. Respected viewers, today inshallah, dua when putting on clothing. Now, what is this dua?
الحمد لله الذي كساني هذا ورزقنيه من غير حول مني ولا قوة.
This is the dua. If it is possible, you can take picture from screen and save it in your phone. And inshallah azza wa jal, you can learn this dua. Or you can travel in Madani Qafle with Dawat Islam, inshallah. You will be able to learn them. Or there are certain books, inshallah, which these du'as are mentioned in. You can also download from www.dawatislami.net. The idea is to learn these du'as so that we can include them in our daily routine life. What is its meaning? All praises are for Allah Azza wa Jal, who has clothed me with this garment and granted it to me without my strength and power. SubhanAllah. Wasim bhai, what beautiful meaning it possesses. Right? Again, you are referring everything, all the strength towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has granted us, He has given us these clothing. Whatever blessings we have got, and if we understand this very fact that when we humble ourselves in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may it be eating, drinking, or wearing, or living, or whatever blessings we have got, definitely they have been granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All it requires is to admit this fact. Do not refer this to your own self. I have done it. Some people, they've got this bad habit. I did this, I done that, I'm self-made, I've done everything, I've done. So this I is not a good word. We should refer this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enabled me. Allah has granted me. Indeed. Allah has given me. So when we show gratitude in this way, we pay shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way, I think that's where humbleness starts from. And inshallah, if we make dua and we pay shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then definitely our du'as will be accepted. What do you say?
Definitely, not only accepted, but there will be more barakah in our blessings and bounties that Allah Almighty has given us. You pay shukr to Allah Almighty, you pay gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You get more.
And the other point that we can derive from this is that when you pay gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and admit to the fact that everything that Allah Almighty has given me, everything that I have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the key to obtaining humility. And on the other hand, if we keep saying, me, 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 I did this, it's because of me, I had this power. Now what is happening, we are being drawn closer to towards arrogance.
True.
Which is again one of the spiritual diseases and a major sin that we need to avoid. So having this element draws us closer towards a sin, whereas adopting humility and paying thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon everything draws us closer towards humility, which is a trait of believers.
SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. So you might reach next adab in terms of making dua.
SubhanAllah. This is a beautiful etiquette, Rizwan bhai, where ulama have stated that when you make dua, then make a medium in the court of Allah Almighty. Find a medium in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His names.
Wasila.
Wasila. Through His names, through His attributes, through His books, especially the Holy Quran, through His Anbiya, His prophets, especially the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and through His awliya, especially Sayyidi Ghawth al-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. As when we make these mediums, then we shall believe that making them mediums is a means for the fulfillment of our desires, of our needs. Because of the mediums of the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our du'as get accepted. And then Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah, he has mentioned over here, verse number 35 of Surah Maida, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, and look for wasila, medium in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are being guided in the Holy Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to seek wasila, to seek a medium in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whenever we make dua, we should look for a medium, a wasila in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It could be His blessed names, His blessed attributes, His divine heavenly revealed books, especially the Holy Quran, His blessed prophets, especially the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, His awliya, and especially Sayyidina Ghawth al-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And this teaching, this has been taught to us in a sahih hadith. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us to seek wasila in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a sahih hadith. It has been stated in a hadith, in Sunan al-Tirmizi, this has been mentioned, that, O Allah, I seek from you, and I draw my attention in your court by the wasila, by the medium of your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who is a prophet of kindness, who is a prophet of mercy. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I have drawn my attention in the court of Allah Almighty for my need through your medium, through your wasila, so that my desire is fulfilled.
So who is teaching and to whom is this being taught?
The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us this through the Sahih Hadith. In the Sahih Hadith we've been told to supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, through these words. So this is how we've been told to seek wasila in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to seek medium in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by none other than the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. And then Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, he mentions a hadith on the authority of the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anh, where he says that, Ya Allah, we seek wasila, we seek medium in your court of the uncle of your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abbas radiyallahu anh, that you send down rain. Imam Bukhari alayhi rahmah is mentioning this hadith that Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu anh, he sought this medium of the uncle of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for rain to be showered upon them, for rain to be poured upon them. And then there are further many other narrations where we find that we should seek wasila, medium in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the fulfillment of our desires. This is desired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Holy Quran we have been commanded for this, and in the Sahih Hadith as well we find the proofs for this, that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam himself has taught us to seek medium in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the fulfillment of our needs, our du'as. And the practice of Sahaba Ikram, the likes of Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anh, proves this as well, that we should seek wasila, medium in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the fulfillment of our needs, our du'as.
Subhanallah. Respected viewers of Madani Sharif, we are talking about manners of making dua. We learnt about saying Ya Rabbana before making dua, and now we learnt we should seek wasila in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should present some sort of medium when we make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are also one of the beautiful ways for the acceptance of our supplications, our du'as. Respected viewers, now it's the time to conclude segment, today's message. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ud'uni yastajib lakum.
Supplicate to me, I will accept it.
May Allah bless you in the world.
When we get the opportunity to offer our salah and prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should try and do so in such a way that we are submissive and humble. We should show khushu and khuzu. Just think to yourself, when you visit a dignitary or somebody who has a high position in the world, you're very mindful not to put a foot wrong, not to do anything out of place, not to embarrass yourself. So you'll control everything, your manner of speaking, your movements. But when we're in salah, we are in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the king of all kings. Now imagine the concentration, the focus, the devotion that we should show there. At the same time, there's only benefit for us in doing so. Yes, a lot of research is being carried out about the importance of meditation, for example. And showing khushu and khuzu, being submissive and humble in prayer, is a form of meditation. And the companions, ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, when they would offer salah, what was the kayfiyah, what was the state? It's narrated that the eyes were fixated on the place of sajda, and they would not look here and there with their peripheral vision. So we should try and adopt the same way. Alongside this, we should remove worldly thoughts. When you're in salah, when you're in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you shouldn't be thinking about trivial worldly matters. You should be focused on your creator, Allah Azza wa Jal. Think of this as a one-to-one with your Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're communicating with Him, Jalla wa Ala. Inshallah, in this way, you will gain the most benefit from your salah.
Coming back to our topic, what is the next other the manner of making dua?
Subhanallah. Another very beautiful manner, Rizwan bhai. Ulama, they state that within your lifespan, whatever pious deeds you have done sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, present them as a medium in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst supplicating for something. This is a means for the mercy of Allah Almighty to downpour.
Subhanallah.
So any good deeds that you have performed in your lifetime, we should wholly and sincerely, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should be presenting them in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now in Sahih Bukhari, there's a hadith on the authority of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma, who states that I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that in the previous nations, there were three people, very famous account, where there were three people, they were going somewhere, and they went in a cave to have some rest. And when they fell asleep in there, a big rock that fell on the mouth of the cave, and it shut the entrance of the cave, and they were stuck inside the cave, and they couldn't find any way out. And what they came to the conclusion that they should mention one good deed of this in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they perform for the sake of Allah Almighty, and supplicate to Allah Almighty for this calamity to be alleviated from them. So all three of them, one by one, presented one of their good deeds in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the first one presented his good deed in the court of Allah Almighty and supplicated by the medium of it, the rock that was covering the entrance of the cave, that moved a little. And then when the second one did the same, it moved a little bit more. And when the third one did, it completely moved and they came out together. So this hadith, alhamdulillah, is also is mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, and also shows us the importance of presenting our good deeds as a medium in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This would become a means for the mercy of Allah Almighty to down pour upon us and for our du'as to be accepted. But at the same time, it is one where we also need to contemplate and ponder upon the fact that what good deeds do we actually have how many good deeds do we actually perform which are wholly and sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in this day and age of media where we do one thing and then we share that on, you know, tens or 20 different social media platforms.
True.
So, you know, it's I'm not saying that none of the people, many people could have different intentions behind doing so, but having control over your sincerity in these times seems very, easy. Very, very difficult. So where we understand the importance of presenting our good deeds as a medium in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the same time, we should also focus upon our state and see what good deeds do we actually have. And we should try to enhance our good deeds as much as we can so that we can present them in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a medium before making the dua, so that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can downpour upon us and our du'as can also be accepted.
MashaAllah. Respected viewers of Madinah Mission, Masim Abbasbai mentioned a beautiful hadith, but the summary of hadith was mentioned actually. What we will do in the next episode, we'll try to cover this hadith in detail, inshallah. Because there is a beautiful message in each and every act of those pious people that they had presented as a wasila in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is quite in detail and mentioned in one of the most authentic books of ahadith. And inshallah, today we do not have enough time to carry on this, but definitely next week, inshallah, if you're with us, we will mention in detail what specific deed was performed by that individual which he presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and through wasila of that particular act his dua was accepted and that calamity was removed from them. And what was those three individuals' acts which were so much accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that subhanallah, that calamity which has before that was relieved and that was removed. Respected viewers of Madinah Channel, now it's a time to include one segment in our program, biography of today's personality. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ud'uni yastajib lakum.
Supplicate to me, I will accept it. Respected viewers, today's personality, subhanallah, is Mu'adhini Rasul, Sayyiduna Bilali Habshi, radiyallahu ta'ala an, Allahu Akbar, Sahabi Rasul, Mu'adhini Rasul. What a great personality in the history of Islam, Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. When we hear this blessed name of this blessed Sahabi Rasul, Allahu Akbar, see, it soothes our heart, to be honest with you. What a great personality. Now, let's talk about a bit of introduction and what lessons we can learn in this very short span of time. Definitely, we won't be able to do justice with this personality in this very short span of time. But very little what we can learn, inshallah, will definitely benefit us. You will see, bye.
SubhanAllah. Rizwan Bhai, Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu anhu, what a multi-dimensional personality. He radiallahu anhu is a symbolic figure of determination.
No doubt.
He is a symbolic figure of the love of the for having the love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a symbolic figure for humility as well. Very few people would know that one very prominent feature of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu was also humility. How humble he was, and what great personality he was, and it was him because of whom a great charter to the humanity was given, where equality was given to the humanity, where discrimination and racism was completely uprooted by Islam, in the society where, based on color, based on race, differences were created. But Islam eradicated all these differences, and no black had superiority over white, no white had superiority over black, but taqwa was the parameter for the priority. Now when we talk about Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, his name as we know is Bilal, and his kunya was Abdul Karim and Abdullah. And the name of his father was Rabah and his mother was Hamama. And he radiallahu anh was from Abyssinia. Right. And his forefathers, they resided in Abyssinia, and then it was his father who migrated to Arab, in another area of Arab. And then later on, he came in Makkatul Mukarramah. And regarding his birth, there are many different opinions, but majority of historians, they have consensus upon the fact that Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anh, he was born 28 years before the declaration of the prophethood of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. So this is one opinion upon which majority of the historians, they have consensus upon. Now Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anh, he was a slave by birth, and he was the slave of Umayyah bin Khalaf, who was a mushrik, who was a disbeliever. And Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anh, he spent 28 years of his life under slavery. 28 years of his life were spent under slavery. And there were many, many oppressions that were casted upon Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anh that we cannot even imagine of. But yet, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anh, he remained steadfast on Islam, and he always proclaimed the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the kalima of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. No oppression, no brutality, no tyranny could remove him from Islam, could take him away from Islam under immense circumstances which we can't even think of. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu remained steadfast upon Islam, upon Iman. Now Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, he was amongst those first seven people who embraced Islam. And before him, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Mawla Mushkil Kusha Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-Kareem, right. Sayyidina Zaid bin Haritha radiyallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ammar radiyallahu anhu, and Sayyidina Yasir radiyallahu anhu. These were the personalities who had embraced Islam before Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And one of the reasons for Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to embrace Islam was the determination and steadfastness of Sayyidina Ammar bin Yasir radiyallahu anhu.
Subhanallah.
Now, Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu anhu was the slave of Umayyah bin Khalaf, and Ammar bin Yasir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was the slave of Abu Sufyan, who up to now had not embraced Islam. Now, what once happened was that Abu Sufyan, he took Sayyidina Ammar bin Yasir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu with him in a gathering, where other chiefs of Quraysh were also present, and Umayyah bin Khalaf was also there. Now Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu ta'ala anhu had embraced Islam, and Abu Sufyan, when he came to know, up until now he had not embraced Islam, when he came to know that Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu ta'ala anhu has embraced Islam, he became very, very furious, and the amount of tortures, the tyrannies, they were increased upon Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu. Now he took the Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu ta'ala anhu to this gathering, and in front of Umayyah bin Khalaf and other chiefs of Quraysh, Abu Lahab was there, Abu Jahl was there, and when Sayyidina Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu was asked that, what religion have you accepted, he said, I've accepted Islam, the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now upon this, he was asked that, what is the message, what are the teachings of Islam, what are the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to which Sayyidina Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu, he replied that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us that all the humans, all the people are equal.
Subhanallah.
They are equal. He teaches us that Allah is one and worship only Him. Now listening to this, Umayyah bin Khalaf, he became extremely infuriated. He became extremely angry, saying that, pointing towards Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, who was his slave, Umayyah bin Khalaf, pointing towards Bilal radiallahu anhu, that, are you saying that he is equal to me?
Allah.
You mean that all people are equal, and you mean that this slave of mine is equal to me? And Sayyidina Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he replied to him that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that all the people are equal in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter whatever race or color they belong to. Now Umayyah bin Khalaf, he became more infuriated over here. Now he commanded Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, who was his slave, that pick up this this hunter, this whip, and lash whip Sayyidina Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu. Now he picked it up, and when he went to Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu, that the determination in the eyes of Sayyidina Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, he couldn't do anything. He didn't fulfill the orders of his master Umayyah bin Khalaf, and left the whip over there. Now Umayyah bin Khalaf became more angry over here.
Right.
That how are you disobeying me? You're not fulfilling my command.
Yeah.
But that very determination of Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anh at that very time was something that made Bilal radiallahu anh realize that Islam is my goal.
Subhanallah.
Islam is everything that I need. Now Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anh, he accepted Islam, and when Umayyah bin Khalaf came to know that Bilal radiallahu anh has accepted Islam, there were countless tortures that he started to inflict upon Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anh, to the extent, Rizwan bhai, it is stated that during scorching heat of Arab Sharif,
Allah,
in the midday when the sun will be at its peak, he will make Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anh lie on hot sand and place heavy rocks on his chest and then say that, "Who is your Lord?" And Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anh, even at that time, will still proclaim, "Ahad, Ahad, Allah, Allah is my Lord. The Rabb of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my Rabb." And so much tortures and oppressions were casted upon him that Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anh, he says that once I went to Makkah and I saw that young kids of Makkah, they had put shawls around the neck of Bilal radiallahu anh, and they were ma'adullah dragging him in the streets of Makkah. And Bilal radiallahu anh, there was only one utterance on his tongue, "Ahad, Ahad." He was still proclaiming the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are just a few tortures to mention what Bilal radiallahu anh faced. And there were severe wounds on the blessed back of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anh that would bleed often, even after he embraced Islam, because of all the tortures that he went through. And then it was none other than Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, who freed Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anh from the slavery of Umayyah bin Khalaf. That once when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh saw the tortures that were being inflicted upon him, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he asked Umayyah bin Khalaf that how much are you going to free him for? And he asked for 200 dirhams. Then Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu paid that amount and freed Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu from his slavery. Now Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, if you think about it, Rizwan bhai, skin wise he was dark, right? He was black skinned. And at that moment of time, this was, ma'adallah, deemed as something very, very inferior. But now, he embraced Islam. He came in the folds of Islam. The ranks he was given,
Subhan.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in many ahadith, he mentioned his excellences.
Subhan.
Now he became our master. He is
Sayyiduna.
Sayyiduna. He is the symbol of devotion to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He is the symbol of determination. He is someone who is looked upon to now. He has become our leader, to the extent that once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was amongst the Sahaba, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that Bilal radiallahu anhu will be the first one to enter paradise. And other companions, they were surprised and they asked that, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even before you?
Allah.
Even before you?" And the Prophet alayhi wa sallam replied, "Yes, because the camel upon which I would be riding, he'll be holding the rein of it."
Allah.
So the one who holds the rein, of course, enters the place before his master. So the Prophet alayhi salatu, look at the honor that Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anh has attained now, that he will be holding the rein of the blessed camel of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that he'll be riding upon to enter paradise.
Even his footsteps sounds were heard in Jannah.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And then many other excellences that have been mentioned. This is the personality of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anh, who before Islam was treated poorly, but after coming into the folds of Islam eradicated the concept of discrimination, racism and all that. And same individual who was looked upon very lowly in the society at one time, now all of a sudden became our imam, became our leader, someone whom we look upon to.
Respected viewers of Padri Shah, this is the beauty of Islam. This is teachings of Islam, subhanallah. Wasim bhai, whenever we pray in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, prayer means salah. At that moment, when we go to masjid, there the teachings of Islam, the beauty of Islam, as you were talking about discrimination and all that, these all concepts are eradicated,
subhanallah.
Just in salah, in congregation, subhanallah. If a slave has come earlier, he will stand in first row, right? And if a king has come late,
he'll stand behind him.
He'll has to stand behind. In some cases, even there are certain bosses in maybe some people, they pray in at workplace, right? They do jama'at. And those, their workers, they stand as an imam, right? Already they are workers, they're subordinates. But their bosses, they stand behind.
So the worker is leading their boss.
Their boss. Right? Because there is no inequality in Islam.
Subhanallah.
Okay, the one who will be better only based on taqwa.
Subhanallah.
Piety. This is the mi'ar, this is the standard yardstick in Islam. The one who will be more closer in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would possess more good deeds, would possess fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would have taqwa, he will be more closer and higher in rank. Otherwise, based on race, color, or your, you see, area, whatever, there's no discrimination. If you come in the fold of Islam. This is the beauty of Islam, alhamdulillah. And we have seen this in terms of those slaves. They were slaves before. But when they came in Islam, subhanallah, Islam gave them honor. Islam gave them dignity. Islam gave them freedom. Islam, subhanallah, gave them such respect that after 1400 years, even more than 1400 years, today we are talking about their excellence, subhanallah, and this is the beauty of Islam. Respect the views of Madani Shalim. Now, let's raise our hands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever you make dua, you should raise your hands straight towards the sky. If you can lower your head, you should lower your head with humbleness. Close your eyes. With focus, with utmost concentration, with humbleness. Inshallah, inshallah, our du'as will be accepted. And ask du'a with this firm belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens and accepts our du'as. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes pleased when his bondsman asks from his court. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين يا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين
آمين
ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك ثبت قلوبنا على دينك ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا غفور يا غفور يا رب العالمين يا الله يا كريم يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ستار يا غفار يا أرحم الراحمين
آمين
يا رب ذو الجلال يا مالك مولاه يا رحمن يا رحيم يا حنان يا منان. Once again, millions, tens of thousands viewers, maybe they would be raising their hands in your court, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, making dua in your court, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal. Ya Maliku Mola, we admit this fact that we have committed many sins. Ya Allah, in fact, our whole life is full of sins. Whenever we see pages of our book of deeds, it is full of sins. Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, we heard that there were some pious individuals, they presented their good deeds in your court, but we do not have any good deed sincerely done for you, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, Maliku Mola, we do not find any good deed which is presentable in your pure park court. Ya Rahman, Maliku Mola, we do not remember any sajda, any ruku, any qiyam, any sob, any salah. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal. But one thing we know, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, we believe in Tawheed, Ya Allah, in your oneness, Ya Allah, Ya Malikum Hula, we are in the Ummah of your beloved Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi wa Alihi wa Sallam, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, with the wasila, medium of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, we beg forgiveness. Ya Allah,
Ameen.
Forgive us. Ya Ameen. Allah, Ameen. Remove all our sins, Ameen. Major and minor sins.
Ameen.
Forgive our parents, forgive our family members, forgive Ameen. The whole Ummah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. Ya Allah, shower your mercy upon the Ummah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam.
Ameen.
Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, whenever Muslim Ummah is in need, help them. Ya Allah, those that are ill, give them shifa. Those that are worried, remove their worries. Those that are in tensions, remove their tensions. Ya Allah, those that are under debt, remove their debts. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, Malikum Mola, any dua, any hajat, any plea, brothers they have got, sisters they have got, in their hearts, in their minds, they're watching right now, they're raising their hands. You are with the attribute, the sift of Alimun bi dhati sudur. Allah, even know what is in our hearts, in our minds. Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, accept all our jais, lawful hajat and du'as.
Ameen.
Sight upon our du'as. We live as Muslim, when we die as Muslims.
Ameen. Ya Rabbi Zul
Jalal. Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal. Protect our iman.
Ameen. Allahumma ameen.
Ya Malikum Ola.
Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal.
Allah Azza wa Jal. Ye kyun kahun ke mujhko ye ata ho, wo ata ho, wo do ke hamesha mere ghar bhar ka bhala.
Allahumma ameen.
Matti na ho barbaad, pase marg ilahi. Jab khaak ude meri madine ki hawa ho.
Ameen.
Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal. Malikum Ola. Whatever reward we have been able to attain from this program, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, whatever good deeds through your granted ability, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, we have and you have granted us reward on that. Ya Allah, those they are watching, if they've got any salih thawab to present in your court, accept that. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, we want that salih thawab to be sent to the blessed court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, to all anbiya and rusul alayhi wa salam, to all sahaba kiram, to all ahli bayti izam, to all awliya kiram, to mu'mineen, mu'minat, muslimin, muslimat. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, we want this reward. Ya Rahman, may it reach to the souls of our loved ones, Ushaqali Rasul, those they have departed from this mortal world, and especially to Sayyiduna Bilal Habashi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Bizul Jalal, Malikumula. Accept our lawful jais
hajat.
Subhanaka rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Jazakallahu khairan. Thank you so much. That's all for today. We'll be back next week, same time, same channel. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
ادعوني أستجب لكم.
Supplicate to me, I will accept it.